Good morning to everybody near and far as we come together today for worship again from St. Timothy's Church here in Crookes. Thank you so much for joining us. I do hope you have a copy of the words of the service available. If not, there's probably time for you to download them. They're available on the St. Tim's website, sttims.org.uk. We begin with the responses from the service sheet as we greet one another in the name of our risen Lord. The Lord be with you. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead. God has claimed us, and now we are his. He has brought us out of darkness. He has made us light in the world. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And so we begin our service with prayer. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. I'm going to hand over to our worship team now, who are going to lead us in our songs of praise. We begin as we are gathered, Jesus.
Jesus,
I hope you were joining in enthusiastically with that last song. I'm rather disappointed that I can't see you all dancing, but never mind. As we come together as the people of God, so we rejoice in his love and we prepare to confess those occasions when we have failed to live as we should, failed to love him with our whole heart or our neighbours as ourselves. We have the words of the prayer of confession. God is light, so let us be lights in the world. Mighty and loving God, in Jesus Christ you bring us all to new life. Mend what is broken in us, restore us by the power of the Holy Spirit, and strengthen us to follow our risen Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world to forgive sinners, give you his pardon and his peace, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Today is April the 26th, and under normal circumstances, today would have been our annual general meeting. But it isn't. We're not able to meet in church, and we're not able to meet together. We decided it would be helpful anyway to have some input from some of the members of the church to report on how they're coping with this time of lockdown and how they're managing to continue to help lead our various ministries. And we're going to begin now as I hand over to members of our worship team.
Good morning, everybody, from the worship team. I'm Ellen, the worship leader, and I'm here to let you know how we're doing and what we're doing to help you to worship on a Sunday. Firstly, I have to say that it's a big team effort, and we must give special thanks to Aidan and Siobhan and Martin and Jackie for their knowledge and their expertise with all this technology. We've been trying various different things at various different times, and you'll notice that at the beginning we were having quite a few hiccups, and every time we got one we went back to the drawing board, we solved that problem and came up with another one. But I think things are sorting themselves out now. We, as the music is done really differently, we have tracks. I sing here, Jackie and Martin sing in their house, and then other people can join in as well with different things. We've not even seen each other. So, and it comes out quite nice. This week we're going to be using, well, we have been using a new app called Soundtrap, which is a mixing app, and hopefully that will take out some of the long-windedness of the mixing we've been doing just recently. So we're hoping it will help us to make things a little bit easier, a little bit slicker, and a little bit quicker. So what does the worship team do to get this far? Well, on a Monday, I will choose the songs for Sunday, and then I will let Martin know that, know them, give them in the words so he knows how many verses we need. I also send the words to Aidan, and then this gives Martin some time to set down tracks, which then have to be sent out to me or whoever else, so that we can listen and sing along with the track. Then we record that and send that back to Martin, and he will put everything together, him and Jackie together. And they also add their bits, their harmony and the guitar and the viola, and that just makes the sound a bit fuller. They mix this, then they send that to Aidan. And Aidan then makes a video with the words and the music, and then he can slot these things into the right places in the service order, which he's doing very nicely. This week you might have heard a few different voices. We've had Elizabeth singing, we've had Chris singing and playing his guitar, and you might also hear Andy on the drums. And that's really great. And we're hoping that, you know, we haven't forgotten everybody else, but we're hoping we'll be able to extend it. We're just going to wait and see how this app works out, and how long we're going to have to be at home. So those things will change. The other members of the team, I keep in touch with them. We have a virtual choir practice on a Friday night, where I send them the music videos of the songs we're going to sing, and then, you know, we can catch up with each other, have a bit of a chat, find out what people want to pray about. I try to keep in touch with those that aren't on Facebook, so I can make sure that they're doing okay. And hopefully we will be able to get them to record some things too. So that's us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. All your lovely comments are really appreciated. And I hope you keep safe and well. Bye.
Thank you so much, Ellen, and to all the other members of our worship team for all the hard work they're putting in. I thought it would be interesting to you to hear some of what's happening behind the scenes. We're going to sing praises to God again. We're going to celebrate his love and his amazing grace. This is Amazing Grace. We're going to go to our next presentation now. This is from Kids Church, led by Becky and Kate and the team. And we hand over to them now to hear something of what they're doing.
Hello, everyone. We're here to tell you a little bit about what we've been doing since lockdown, because we're still here, we're still working, but just in a very different way. So one of the things that we've been working on is creating a bank of children's Christian resources for parents to use with their children at home, because we can't have our normal activities, but we want to still make sure that children are getting that input that is interesting and fun. And so we've created a bank of resources on the Dree Drive for that. Yeah. And a recent thing that we've started as well is we've teamed up with the Lunch Club volunteers, and we're pairing children and Lunch Club members, so the more elderly members of our congregation, and with the idea being that the children will send them letters and pictures and cards and that kind of thing, so that they're still in touch and they feel part of it, even when they might be a bit more isolated than some of the other members of the congregation.
And I think that's where I move in and talk about the fact that we're also online. We are doing Kids Church Live every Sunday morning before the main service on the St. Tim's Kids page, where we're trying to include all relevant stories about, well, recently we've been doing Easter, but we're moving into new subjects now, where we are talking about all stories from the Bible, and also doing some familiar songs with the children so they get to join in with us, and as interactive prayers, as interactive as we can do them, as we have a chat down the side where people can comment a talk so that we can try and talk to the children and them know that we still know them and we know their names and we're still part of the same church. We're not just strange faces on the television, hopefully. But that's been good fun, and definitely a work in progress. And also we're trying to keep in touch with as many families as possible, to hopefully, so people know we're still here and we're still working. So if anybody does need anything, do give us a shout. We're on the same numbers. You can email us. You can get us through St. Tim's Kids. Please do get in contact, because we're here to chat. And so I think that probably covers everything we're doing at the moment. Again, we said it's a work in progress. We had a meeting with some other leaders the other day, virtually, trying to get new ideas to what happened next. And we are open to any new ideas. So please do let us know if you want to know anything or want us to do anything. And hopefully we get to see you all again soon. Thank you.
And Kate, if you've not seen Kids Church at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, I do recommend it. This morning's was great. I particularly love the prayers. If you haven't managed to see it live, you can catch up with it on our Facebook page. And now we're going to go to our youth team.
Hi, I'm Alex.
I'm James.
And I'm David.
And together we're the core leadership team for youth ministry at St. Tim's. We're very blessed to be part of a wider team of 16 youth leaders who meet regularly to oversee a packed and varied programme for youth at our church. Now, obviously, during this time, we had to have a major rethink about how we do youth ministry and how we still help the youth to be a community together and to be family and also to grow in faith individually. We've got 39 young people who are very keen that we don't lose any of them during this time. And so David and James are going to explain a bit about how we're doing youth ministry during lockdown.
So we've been very active on social media through Instagram and WhatsApp. So doing things to keep the youth engaged, like our daily challenges, ranging from tram and train trivia questions to algebra to more exciting things like drawing competitions. We're doing a linguistic battle next week, which will be really exciting, and dance offs, things like that. And also we've been meeting with our regular structure groups, Fusion, Impact, Life Group and Blueprint over Zoom.
And we've been doing Youth Alpha with our Fusion and Blueprint groups, as well as some socials. We've also been doing Alpha with our Year 13 youth on a Monday night. We also have five smaller Connect groups, which have between about 3 and 6 youth, which just last for 20 minutes and just gives them an opportunity to share how they're doing during this time period.
We're very excited by all that God is doing and very hopeful and expecting he's going to continue to do amazing things during this time with our young people. We'd love you to be more involved and to pray for us and for our young people. If you'd like to find out more, then please do get in touch or follow us on our Facebook page, St. Tim's Youth. And if you do know any young people aged 10 to 18 who would like to take part in what we're doing, then please do let us know. Thank you.
They're doing really extensive programme activities. As Alex said, do if you know anybody who wants to tap into any of that, do please encourage them to get in touch. Come now to our Bible reading. And our Bible reading today is from the Acts of the Apostles, and it's going to be read for us by Phil Parker.
Today's reading comes from Acts chapter 2, verse 14a, and verses 36 through to 41. You'll find this on whatever page of whatever copy of the Bible you might have with you if you're following this from home. Acts chapter 2 narrates the story of Pentecost, the arrival of the Holy Spirit. The disciples begin speaking in tongues in public spaces. They field questions about their sobriety. And Peter stands and delivers this epic speech to the crowd. Acts 2:14a is the introduction to that. And then verses 36 to 41 bring us to the nub of Peter's argument. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off. For all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words he warned them, and he pleaded with them, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
Thank you so much, Phil. The annual meeting's delayed. We're not required to give an account of ourselves in the new usual way. But it feels to me that it's probably more important than ever for us to talk about what church is for, to give an account to each other of what we're doing and why we're doing it and how we're doing it. That's one of the reasons for inviting the worship leaders and the youth and kids teams to talk to us this morning. We're not able to use our building in the way we're accustomed to. Church isn't happening the way it always has. We can't come together to raise our voices in praise, led by our musicians and singers. We can't provide a welcome to new parents or toddlers or on children's events and youth events in the ways we have done in our church and in our hall. We can't run the Tuesday Social Club or the Wednesday Lunch Club or the Friday Cafe. All that's had to stop. So what is church? What is St. Timothy's? When we can't do any of these. I think there's some very clear answers in the Bible readings we've just heard that Phil's read for us from the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. As Phil said, this is a great speech that St. Peter makes on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit comes down upon the disciples. There is a great commotion and people gather to find out what's going on. It's about maybe 2 months after the resurrection. And the crowd that gathers includes not just native people from Jerusalem, but lots of people from across the Eastern Roman Empire who've come to the Jerusalem for the festival. In the section that was read to us, we hear Peter say really clearly who Jesus is and why it matters and how we should respond. Jesus, who was handed over to the Romans and put to death, has been raised by God and exalted to his right hand on high. As Peter says, God has made Jesus, who you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. He was an innocent man. sent by God into the world to live out the love of God, to make it visible, to bear a message of forgiveness and peace to everyone who turns back to God. He did nothing wrong. And Peter says, you know this, and you know that he was put to death. He was crucified on your watch. As the reading tells us, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they asked, so what shall we do? This seems to me to be a really important moment in the story of the church. I would say it's a holy moment, because the Spirit of God that's come down on the disciples is now at work among the crowd, touching the hearts and minds of the people gathered there. At this moment, they get it. They understand. Hundreds of people, thousands of people all at once from all across the known world. They get it. They ask, what shall we do? They realize that the death of Jesus, the crucifixion of an innocent man, shows that the world really isn't the way it ought to be. It's full of sin. Suddenly the reality of injustice and cruelty and evil, evil that can be inflicted on anybody, even the most innocent, comes home to them. It's made real for them. God touches their hearts and they say, what can we do? And the church exists because God continues to touch people's hearts and minds through the Holy Spirit as he touched them. We look at the world around us. We see the injustice. We see the innocent suffering. And we realize this isn't how God wants it to be. We start to ask, what shall we do? How can we live? And Peter gives two answers when the crowd ask him, when they're touched to the heart. It seems to me that these two answers lay out for us what the church really is about. And as Peter said, this is a message not just for them, but for your children and your children's children, all the way down to us. So Peter's two answers. He says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which promises for you and your children, for all whom the Lord our God will call. First, repent. Stop being part of the problem. Stop going the way you've been going. Turn towards God. Say sorry. Receive God's forgiveness. Be baptized as a public sign of your new life with Jesus. The world needs sometimes to stop and take a hard look at itself, at the consequences of actions that lead to injustice and suffering and poverty. Peter says, when you're cut to the heart, when the Spirit of God is at work in you, turn your life around. Turn back to God. Stop being part of the problem. Secondly, Peter says, let God help you to start being part of the solution. If the world isn't the way it should be, then it needs to be changed. One day at a time, one person at a time. God promises the gift of his Holy Spirit, the gift of his life, his presence with us to guide us and to lead us. A promise that's not just for the first disciples, but for everyone the Lord God calls to himself. God in us. God working through us. God using our eyes and our ears, our hands and our feet, our voices, our wills to make the world better. Stop being part of the problem. Start to be part of the solution. On that day of Pentecost, Peter says that's what it means to be a follower of Jesus. That's what the church is. What does it mean to be the church? It's not about where we meet. Not even about whether we can meet person to person, face to face. It's about who we are and about what God is doing for us and in us. We are people who refuse to go along with corruption and injustice and selfishness, but instead recognize that all human beings are part of the problem and all of us need to turn back to God. It's about human beings who have welcomed the love of God, the forgiveness of God, the hope of God, the light of Christ into our lives, saying to God, Lord, help us, and help us to help others. That's what it is to be church. And however we express it, that's what church is. We're expressing it by joining in this online service today or by watching it later on video. We're part of church, whether we're with others as we speak and watch or whether we're on our own. We're part of church when we say sorry because we know we've done wrong. We're part of church when we ask God to help us and guide us. We're church when we decide to follow Jesus. We're church when, like our worship team and our kids' church leaders and our youth leaders, we want to share the love of God with others and see lives changed. St. Timothy's building and our hall is not open, but as a church we are as active as we've ever been. And there are all sorts of wonderful things happening. As we've seen, our children and youth leaders are still providing activities 5 days a week, with lots of people joining in from their homes. Our worship leaders are providing wonderful music for our services, and I really don't understand quite what they're doing in bringing the music and the voices together, other than it's working wonderfully. And we have people coming together each day for prayer. Kate's coordinating a team of volunteers, helping people by collecting shopping and prescriptions in Crooks and beyond. And then there are all the things that you are doing that I don't know about. The things that show your love for God and show your love for your neighbours. The lockdown continues and the world faces a challenge as great as any we've ever seen. But there is hope. There is always hope. In this Easter season, we proclaim the love of God cannot be defeated. Not even by an empire as powerful as Rome's, not even by an enemy as fearsome as death. God, who raised Jesus from the dead, continues to bring new life, new hope, and he does it through you and me. As we turn away from what is wrong and stop being part of the problem, as we turn back to God and invite him by his Holy Spirit to strengthen us and to guide us, God is inviting you and me and all of us to play our part. The world is facing an unparalleled epidemic of sickness. So many people are full of despair. One of the solutions is that you and others like you be lights, bring hope, bring healing into the world. Let God use you and bless you, and bless others through you. There is hope. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. We're going to sing again. We're going to ask God to help us see as he sees, and live in the world as he wants us to live in the world. Open our eyes, Lord. and say what we believe and to proclaim it to one another and to God and to the world. We use the words, hopefully, that will be on the screen in a moment. We say together, we declare our faith. Christ died for our sins, as written in the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day, as written in the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen. We're going to go now across to Rachel Crossley, who's going to lead our prayers and thanksgivings.
On this day that the Lord has made, let us pray for the world he has redeemed. Father God, we lift to you our key workers and leaders. We pray for your protection on those still serving and wisdom on those having to make difficult decisions. At this time of noise in a digital age, we pray that truth and reason will stand out. We ask you, Lord, to be with our family and friends. We particularly pray for those who are ill, those suffering ongoing health problems, those who are finding this time lonely. Surround them and comfort them, and help us to show our love to each other. We pray for Sheffield and the communities that we are a part of. We thank you for all the ways that people have shown support for each other. Help us to remember to remain patient. Help us to know where we can lend a hand or where people are struggling. We pray for your world. We pray for those for whom social distancing is almost impossible, where there is little access to support or resources. Help us to remember that this virus affects the most vulnerable. We pray also that protection of your beautiful creation will not be dropped from the agenda. Father, thank you for the varied and creative ways that your church has responded. Thank you for Malcolm and Ruth and the leadership at St. Tim's. We pray that you continue to give them comfort and strength as they try to lead us through this time. Help us to remember that we are your church, and whether we are serving in our own homes or in hospitals or from behind a keyboard, we are still doing your work. Accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Rachel, for those prayers and for the really thoughtful images to accompany them. We are the family of God. United in our Father's presence, we pray as Jesus has taught us, saying, Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Thank you so much for being part of this service today, and thank you to all the people who've contributed. As we come towards the end of our time together, let us commit one another to God, and we'll use the responses that will appear on the screen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
Those who believe in him will never die.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
We pray together. God of all power and love, may the boldness of your spirit transform us. May the gentleness of your spirit lead us. And may the gifts of your spirit help us to serve and worship you now and evermore. Amen. We ask God for his blessing. May the blessing of God Almighty, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.
Amen.
May we all live in peace and love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.
Amen. Our closing hymn, Rejoice, the Lord is King.
Rejoice, the Lord is King, the Lord and King of all. Let us give thanks.